This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Hour number one, we were talking with Gwyneth Isaacs and Craig Douglas about traveling and living with no Social Security number, no credit cards, no driver's license, no insurance card, being arrested and having the police take everything from you and tossing you out on the street. So to continue that discussion, I'd like to ask Craig and then Gwyneth. Craig, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, yeah, sure have.
So the answer is yes, you have.
I think everybody.
It's almost like you're saying it.
Well, everybody that's done the sort of things that I have to do to live, I think everybody has been arrested that tries to travel without a license. I don't think there's any question of that.
But, you know, Craig, when you fill out an application for employment, and many of us at USA Prepares are unemployable because we just don't take direction very well, but, you know, one of the questions that you're asked when you're filling out one of those applications, have you ever been arrested? And the general consensus of the people who would be reading that application for employment would be that if you've been arrested, they don't want to touch you. But being arrested and being guilty of a crime are two different things. So
yeah,
when
I
you
don't have that problem, yeah. I don't have that problem of filling out a form to be hired by somebody, because essentially when you don't have a Social Security number, you almost have to do the business for yourself. There's really, and there are ways of doing it, but it's really difficult, even more difficult, if you're trying to be hired by another company, because again, they're beholden to the IRS. They don't want to have any waves caused that would cause them to have an audit or any kind of attention from the government. So they go along, get along. So I don't have that problem.
Because you don't have a job.
I don't have a job that I have to be hired for by some other company.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're an entrepreneur. Okay, are you willing to share with us why you were arrested at one of the times and what happened?
Well, I can tell you many stories. I guess the last one, I'll just take the last one. About a year and a half ago or so, I was stopped, and I had sovereign type plates on there, so I'd become a magnet at that point. But I had all the proper knowledge and paperwork to fend off any kind of attack but this one of his first words out of his mouth was, "I don't want to hear any of your sovereign blank blank." And so, The tone was set right away, even though I was kind to him and everything. The tone was set where he wasn't going to take anything for an answer but his answers, and he had all the answers. And then it's just up to me later to prove that my answers in the court of law, in a federal lawsuit. That's pretty much it. And I was, he stole my van and kidnapped me, and I spent a day, about 24 hours in their hotel. And I got to tell you, the accommodations aren't too good in those kind of places. But then I had to try to get back out, and it was a Friday evening, and I couldn't get my van back. I had it in an impound yard, and basically they were telling me that I could not get my van back because they needed four things from their list. They had a list printed up on the wall, and I took a picture of it for court. So things that they need a proof of ownership, they need a driver's license, they need a proof of insurance, they need a registration, they need all these things in order to get, for me to get my home back. And basically there's, all of them were basically impossible. So they'd set up another impossibility, so that's an easy win in court as well. Because I can't even, own it under their system they have here, because when you go to the DMV, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles or Department of Motor Vehicles, however it's done in your state, they basically, the form you fill out to get a proof, a title, like what they call a title, which is really a certificate of title. One of the first questions on the form, they got the Social Security number, but they also got the an address. And under the penalty of perjury, you're signing this document, telling them that everything here is true and correct on the document that you just signed. Well, I don't have an address, and they can't process it with a post office box, or I can't get a post office box anyway, but because you can't get one without a Social Security number. So I had no address to put down, so so what they're saying is I can't own this. Even though when they stopped me, I had the previous owner's certificate of title signed by them, and I had a bill of sale with me in the van, they would not accept that as proof of ownership, and that's all I can get. So this would be a great case for some kind of homeless advocacy group, which nobody, I did contact a few groups and nobody seemed interested in taking the case. But it's basically saying that if you're homeless, you can't live in your car either. You cannot live in your car. Now, I don't consider myself homeless. I actually consider myself home free. So, and there's a difference there. So yeah, I was out on the streets, for 4 days until I could finally get my van back. And the only way I was able to get it back was basically play a stupid game of selling it to somebody that I knew. He came down to where I was and filed for all the paperwork to get the car back, the van back, and then he basically bought it back from him. That's how I had to get it back. So I had to play stupid trickery in order to get my house back, but the place where I stay. And otherwise, I was living on the streets just like everybody else. That's kind of what happens. So I went into, because they don't end up stealing it. And if you're not a sovereign, if you have a Social Security number, well, then you can do all these things generally. It's a little easier to do all this stuff than you have. But they wouldn't even let me tow it away. They wouldn't even let me come with a tow truck and get it without having all that stuff done. So they've obviously, that's unconstitutional, obviously. They've taken my property without just compensation, just totally stole it and refused to give it back. They can't, there's no way they can get away with that.
Craig, let me see if we've got this right. So they arrested you. They told you they didn't want to hear anything about your sovereignty.
Right.
They stole your home, which is your van. They put it in an impound yard. They made it impossible for you to get it back according to their made-up rules. And they turned you out, ultimately turned you out on the street without your home. Did they take anything else from you?
No. Well, there was some damaged property when they searched it without my permission. There was some damaged property, which I have to file for in the claim when during in a lawsuit. And there was a $100 bill missing. But other than that, no, they didn't take anything else from me.
So when you say there's a $100 bill missing, you mean they stole it, correct?
Well, it wasn't there, and I didn't take it, so that means somebody took it.
Okay. And they turned you out on the street and left you to fend for yourself. What was the weather like when they did that?
It was warm weather. It was actually kind of hot. It was in summertime, I believe. And I learned a lot in those 4 days how the homeless people live on the street, and I actually see them around, and you got to recognize the other homeless people, and it's rather interesting experience. It's something that maybe is actually a good thing for everybody to experience, just to see what life could be like on that side of the fence. It's a very interesting experience. But I got around it for the 4 days, and I was able to finally get my place back, because it's so much easier. Even though a lot of people listening to me might think it's got to be hard, a life living in a van, it's so much harder living on the streets, I got to tell you.
Craig, did they take your money, your wallet, your cell phone? Did they take, what did they take?
At the jail I was at, they actually refused to give me back any of my property that they had taken from me from there. So when I walked out, literally, they wouldn't even give me my belt back. Literally, I had only some clothes, and that was it when I walked out of there. But they allowed me to go back. This is kind of the weird part about it. They recognized, they know who I am, even without their ID that they require. They allowed me to go back to my van. When I finally got to the impound yard, they allowed me to go back to my van and get a few basic things that I could carry with me. They did allow me that. So that helped a lot. because I was able to get some money that when the money was left and my cell phone and so on. So I was able to get a few things out of van. They didn't deny me access to my van. They just wouldn't let me get it back.
So they shut down your business. They literally took your business and put it, your rolling business, your business in the van that you use to travel around the country and give seminars and presentations and sell your radiation detection equipment and your long-term storage food and materials for survival. They took that business away from you until you got it back.
Right. I did miss the show that I was scheduled to do, and then, of course, I lost that, too, because I prepaid my tables, and that's kind of the way it works, and so I didn't show up. I really didn't have a choice.
Wow. And are you looking for compensation for this illegal seizure of your property?
Well, that's why I have to file a federal lawsuit, yes.
And I hope you prevail and own that city or town that was responsible for this. For this illegal activity. Gwyneth, do you have a comment?
It really doesn't surprise me. They're running an extortionate racket. That's mm-hmm. what it is, plain and simple. And they're doing it all over the planet. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I have actually had the local police, when I've been from time to time out and about driving my horse and cart, and they've actually pulled me over in my horse and cart simply to ask for my identification. How's that?
Mm-hmm. And, Craig used the term fleece. And you know what?
Fleece,
I think that's,
fleece sums that's, it up in a nutshell.
That's the word.
Fleece.
You know, we've used the term blue plague. That's pretty descriptive. Well, my new term has been, I decided to do this a couple days ago, and I mentioned this to Craig when he used the word on the phone before the broadcast a couple days ago, that the new word is fleece. The fleece department. Yes.
That's a good one. I'm going to use that. Yeah, the fleece department.
Well, yeah, and I think,
because we're just going about our business. We're not doing anything unlawful. But I live 20 kilometers from the nearest small town, which has like 900 people, but they do have a supermarket there. And, you know, I've got to either get lifts with friends of mine, or I have to, if my TEBCO trike, electric trike, is working, then I'll take my electric trike into town, which probably barely makes it, and then leave it to charge while I'm doing my groceries or whatever, or hook up the horse and cart, or ride the horse into town.
We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Poor Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
A little more return, please.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, very serious broadcast today, and some of you may be thinking that this can't possibly happen. Well, we're showing you that it can happen and it does happen, and not only in the United States but in Australia. With Gwyneth Isaacs and Craig Douglas, Patrick is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And Patrick, I'd like to ask you to chime in with here's my question for you. In all of the time that you've been engineering broadcasts on Genesis Communications Network, have you ever heard a broadcast like this with this subject matter?
Nope. I haven't.
You've never heard anything like this. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that what we're saying is true?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But based on my own similar experiences, like, the mind sort of cringes to believe that a lot of it is real.
But it is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Gwyneth, let me ask you, have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
Okay. Can you share with us what that was like?
Yeah, not pleasant. The first time I was arrested, it was because there were a pair of pedophiles around the corner who lived around the corner from us, probably about 200 meters or 200 yards from my house, and they were stalking my sons. They were attempting to kidnap my sons.
and I found out that they were two of the most notorious pedophiles in the state. And because it was a woman and a man, you do get female pedophiles, by the way. And this woman, she had a particular Teflon coating because she was the third cousin of a former state premier, which is our name for state governor. And, you know, I went to the police numerous times before this and they did nothing. And so I decided that in desperation I was going to make a YouTube video and to try and get some action on these guys because they were endangering my sons. And I got action all right. Yeah, the cops came around and arrested me for making this YouTube video exposing this pedophile, these two pedophiles. And, yeah, they basically charged me with telecommunications harassment. They didn't charge the pedophiles with stalking or anything like that. And that destroyed my faith in the police forever. And it is yet to be restored. Yep.
And how did that...
And they had a court lined up. And they would have put me into jail for 10 years for making actually two YouTube videos. So it was a serious matter.
Have you ever had the police or the fleece approach you for, we'll say it, sexual favors? Have they ever done that to you?
Well, let me put it like this. Shortly after we moved into this area, there was a particular police officer. We had been fencing, going down to the local farm supply store, buying fencing materials, bringing them back home, dropping them off, driving back into town. This is 20 kilometres each way, and we'd done maybe two or three of these trips during the day, and, you know, fencing materials are really, really heavy, and we were tired, and, you know, on the last trip, I was just so exhausted, I had to pull over and go to sleep, or I was going to crash, and this was probably about halfway home on the last journey home of the evening, and I only intended sleeping for a few minutes, but next thing you know, it's midnight, and there's this cop bashing on my windshield with his torch, and he you know, there was a line of questioning, and then he said, I'm going to come around to your house later. This is at midnight. So I would say that's a solicitation of sexual services.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm just looking at the headlines on dailymail.co.uk, and it's, here's the headlines. This is verbatim. False, fictitious, and fraudulent. Former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that headline, and it's in context with what we're talking about today. We're talking about people that are posing as government, that are doing things that are unscrupulous, things that are dishonest, things that violate the oath of office to protect and serve. And so here we have Craig Douglas and Gwyneth, who've been harassed by the fleece, by the fleece departments. Let me ask you this. Craig, have you ever been handcuffed by the fleece?
Oh, generally every time you're arrested, you are, yes.
Okay. When they handcuff you, are these the handcuffs that have the hinges that actually dig into your skin and cut off your circulation?
Yeah, if they put them on too tight, yeah, that would happen.
Uh-huh. And are they kind once they, do they say, would you mind if I put these handcuffs on you, or do they yell at you and tell you to turn around and they slam the handcuffs on? How does it work? Is it like TV?
Well, with me, I'm not difficult. If they've already made that decision, I cooperate with them. I mean, cause you'll rack up additional charges if you try to fight them. And so they're going to do what they want to do, and they got a gun, so you're going to do it. Otherwise, you could have potentially end up dead. We see that happen a lot, of course. And mm-hmm. So, no, I just let them do it. They'll pay later. That's the way I figure. Well, you'll pay later.
Craig, I want the class to know that although you're very, very polite, physically, you're a pretty big guy, aren't you? Pretty tall?
I'm about 6'3", 200 pounds.
6'3", 200 pounds class. So Craig is probably at least the size of the fleece officers who are giving him a hard time. Craig, can you share with us any other stories about how you have been a guest at the Crossbar Hotel?
Well, that's another myth, actually. Most jails today don't have any bars. I never saw any bars. All the places that I visited, they're all
really?
Basically all steel and glass and concrete. There's no bars these days. That's an old myth, actually. I've never seen a place like that, to be honest with you.
Are you saying that these are like little rooms with just a steel door and concrete walls?
Well, and the doors usually have a window, a glass of sorts. I mean, they're pretty much unbreakable. You can't really get out of it or anything. But no, there's no bars anymore. You're looking at some old 30s movies, I think. I don't know.
Well, one of our instructors has been arrested regularly, and he calls it the Crossbar Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is, can you describe the accommodations? Are you in this room by yourself that you can't get out of, or are other guests in there with you?
Typically, there's other people. From what I've seen, the places I've been, most of them seem to be kind of overcrowded, and they tend to shove in a room that's designed for two. Maybe we'll have three or four in it with some people sleeping on the floor, literally. I've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. It depends on the type of system. Usually if you're there just one day, you're not in a cell that's separate. You're usually in a big room where there's a whole bunch of people in the same room. I believe that's usually how it works. You're not really on your own in a cell. Unless you really make a lot of trouble, then they put you into something called, they generally call the hole. And those are people who are unruly, who act up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Are you fed reasonably, or are you denied caloric and nutritional intake?
I think they're usually pretty good about it. I've always refused the meals, actually. But there's people that they come around and they usually give it to you by name, or you stand in line, you go get your meal. So, no, they seem to be pretty good, three meals a day. Most people will lose weight being in one of these places unless you have extra money in your account to where you can buy additional food. But most people will end up losing weight in these places.
All right. So can you describe what breakfast would be like, lunch would be like, and dinner?
Oh, I don't know. It's a lot of slop kind of stuff. I refuse the meals. Cereal or maybe an egg, a hard-boiled egg, maybe a piece of toast, pretty minimalist stuff.
And why did you refuse the meals?
Well, I don't have any rights to accept handouts from government like that. Being a sovereign, I don't pay for that stuff.
Okay, so it's based on principle.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to make sure they know that I'm not, I don't cooperate when I go in there. They don't like me when I go in there. And if you're very, very kind and doing everything you're told, then it's just more reason for them to walk over you. I've had instances where they're actually pushing me out, in the end because they don't want me, they want me to go away. If you cause too much problems, if you're too much of a pain in the butt, cost them too much money, then they want to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth, do you have any comments?
Okay. I've been arrested, but I've never been handcuffed. I've never spent time in a jail cell, so I can't comment there. I don't think that I know of anyone who has... oh, yes, I do. Sorry. Many, many years ago, what happened was Child Protection kidnapped my children, and they put them in some type of a cell or a cage. I didn't witness this, but my older son, Connor, he would have been around about 3 years old at the time, and he was beginning to talk, and he said they put him in the word that he used at the time was the jailie, which meant jail. And they had some sort of an electric device on a pole that made shocks. So it was either a taser on a pole or a cattle prod. And that they were frightening the children. This was the Queensland police. That they were frightening the children with this either taser on a pole or cattle prod. And that they had the children locked in jail cells that they had taken from their parents. And that they were not the only children that were there. And so, yes, I do know somebody who's been in a jail cell. It was my three-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And he's now 16 years old. And, his memory now, I don't think it's very clear on what happened because, you don't often remember accurately the things that happened when you were little, but I will never forget that conversation that he had with me.
As I think about this, there might be a time soon when he's applying for a job and he's going to be asked, "Have you ever been arrested?" And if he truthfully answers, what's he going to say? "Yeah, I have been." And then the interviewer will say, "Tell me about it." And he'll say, "Well, I was three."
he was just minding his own business, playing with his toys, or playing around outside. And it's disgusting. It really, really is. And it's since come out in the press of the Queensland police locking children in cages and funneling them on to pedophile cartels. And at that time, on an access visit, I just put the children in my car and drove across the state line and never went back. That's why I have my children with me. That's why they have never, ever, ever been molested, mm-hmm. But I'm certain in my own heart that that's what the Queensland police had in mind. And that's what they were doing because, like I said, it's come out in the press with other families since then complaining about this happening to their children from that era. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can just imagine some of our students who are listening.
How terrifying would that be as a child to have the police putting a pole with, he said, pole with lightning or pole with electricity on it,
mm-hmm.
through the bars of, either a cage or a jail cell,
mm-hmm.
and to frighten the children. That's absolutely child abuse.
Gwyneth, I can just imagine what some of our listeners on, let's say, an affiliate like KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, AM 1340, are thinking as they're listening to this, probably with disbelief, thinking, wait a minute,
yeah.
Child Protective Services, those are the kind of people who are supposed to protect our children from harm. And here Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia saying, no, 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 these people are putting our children in harm's way.
Yep.
And let me ask both of you this. Let's start with Craig. What I'm hearing during this broadcast is what really happens when you're stopped by these alleged police who are supposed to protect and serve us. It's really up to that individual person, the officer, if you will, as to what happens. Is that correct? Is that correct, Craig?
Yes, the officer generally has all the leniency in the world. I've had many times where I just been let go because sometimes they might just get nervous about what I'm into or don't want to fight it for it or don't understand what I'm talking about. So it's really up to the officer, officer's discretion to do what he wants to do.
Craig, when we come back, I've got a quick question for you. You travel with a Geiger counter. My question is going to be, do the police ever worry about you being a terrorist because you've got radiation detection equipment?
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'd like to make a couple very quick comments. You know, Craig mentioned that he was stopped and he was asked for his papers. And he had a bill of sale for his van, but he didn't have a certificate of title issued by the local authorities in his state. And, you know, Craig, you were kind enough to stop by at the farm and spend some time with us in the last couple of days. And, you know, we looked at some of the equipment. Now, we've got an old bulldozer. And if I had to prove that I own that, I can, because I have exactly what you have for your van. I have a bill of sale. And that would suffice to anybody who would want proof that I own that bulldozer, okay? Really. And so there's a real problem with what the police department is demanding of us when we travel on the highways and byways. Now, Craig, you have Geiger counters in your van. I believe you've got one where you can read the readings as you travel, and in the back you have what many would say would be surplus or obsolete civil defense equipment. Many years ago, I bought one from you at a convention, and you were kind enough to autograph the inside of it, a Bendix dosimeter charger, when you were here in the studio a couple of days ago. Well, do you think that the people who stop you look in your vehicle and demand your papers, do you think that they might think that you're a terrorist because you have radiation detection equipment that was supplied by the U.S. government and declared surplus and sold to the highest bidder?
I generally don't see them being that interested in it, to be honest with you. What's in there is immaterial unless it fits their description of something that is something I shouldn't have, something illegal or whatever. I did have an interesting thing happen, though, a long time ago, where I had just bought 1,000 gas masks, and I had receipts for them, money order receipts because I can't do credit cards and all that. So I had several money order receipts because you can only really go to $1,000 each. So I had a bunch of, and they had them, they had found those and they laid them out, and I probably took pictures of them, I would guess. After they got done searching my place, they laid those out and took pictures. I would assume take the pictures of them because they had them all laid out nice and neat. They didn't put them back where they were. They had them all laid out. So they wanted me to see that they knew I had bought a bunch of gas masks. So whether or not in their mind that puts me as a terrorist, I don't know. Based on what I do, I mean, obviously I can't use 1,000 gas masks myself, so there must be some common sense logic that would tell them that, no, these aren't just mine. They aren't just, I mean, they aren't for just me.
Yeah, and Craig, you're going to be at a gun show in Grand Rapids, Michigan this weekend. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so, class, you can look that up on the Internet. Grand Rapids, Michigan this weekend. Craig Douglas will be there. And December 9th, you're going to be at the R.K. Prepper Show in Indianapolis, Indiana at the State Fairgrounds, right?
Yes. And I will be a speaker there as well.
Is that correct?
Yes, I'll be a speaker there too.
And I looked at the website, rkpreppershows.com, and there's Craig Douglas with his yellow radiation detection equipment, survey equipment shirt on, the, what would you call it, civil defense shirt, fallout shelter logo. Yeah.
Civil defense.
So if you want to see what Craig, I'm sorry, what was that?
Civil defense logo.
Yeah, civil defense logo. There it is. Gwyneth, do you have any comments in the final moments?
Yeah, I think that these people have a darn cheek. They're kidnapping our children, putting them in cages, let's just say demonstrating electrical equipment on the end of poles, pulling us over at random moments, trying to pull us out of our cars. They're armed, they're paramilitary contractors, and they have the darned cheek to call us domestic terrorists when we are not doing anything. We just want to live our lives.
Very well said. Very well said. I want to thank both of you, Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia, for being with us today and sharing what has happened with you. Gwyneth is available in class at the front of the classroom on Mondays for 2 hours right here. Craig Douglas, thank you for stopping and pulling over and spending time with us and sharing your experiences as well. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.